You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During Tuesday's Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for public comments. Here are a couple of the edited remarks.
Good morning. Terry McBride, New California State Committee Chair and lifelong District 2 resident. We have the Select Committee of the coronavirus pandemic came out. I was nice. I didn't print up 575 pages for you guys. These are just an oversight of what they came up with. And the reason I want to bring this up is you were lied to by the government, by health officials. In some cases, perhaps they didn't know what they were a part of, but definitely you were lied to and manipulated. And it violated American citizens' rights, you know, our constitutional rights. And unfortunately, all boards of supervisors, not you guys, all city council, were motivated by funds coming into the county, a supposed help. But the price that was paid, and I just real quick, because it's the citizens that paid the price on this. And this talks about the Paycheck Protection Program that was resulting in at least $64 billion of taxpayer dollars lost to fraudsters and criminals, not people that needed it. And then also how a lot of that money, California was egregious in it, went to international organizations. The World Health Organization exacerbated the COVID-19 pandemic via a pandemic treaty. You guys need to be afraid of that. Social distancing was never proven. And Fauci actually admitted, sort of just appeared, there was no scientific data. What did that do to the children? And what did it do to people and businesses? This is going to come back. And I am asking our Board of Supervisors and supervisors everywhere to question the narrative and stand up for the citizens' rights. The rights of the Constitution. I've handed out almost 2,000 in this county since this happened. A lot more people know what their rights are. Look at the Ninth Amendment. It's a powerful one. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Butner?
My name is Christopher Butner. During the November 26th Board of Supervisors meeting, Supervisor Stopper was caught on video, recorded by Calaveras Public Access TV, engaging in text messaging on a mobile device multiple times while seated upon the dais during the general public comments portion of the agenda. Stopper's repeated texting throughout the meeting's agenda was construed as a potential violation of the Brown Act. A public records request was filed with Stopper, County Council, and HR and Risk Management seeking all text messages initiated and received by Stopper during that meeting. In a particularly egregious instance, Stopper appeared sufficiently engaged in texting for any observer to see that he was distractedly texting prior to the conclusion of a constituent's general public comment statement. I was the constituent to whom Stopper displayed a profound lack of respect. Stopper was rudely texting while being addressed by me, a constituent presenting damning facts concerning the state scrutiny of his numerous Fair Political Practices Commission violations and the future viability as an elected official. Stopper's disrespect toward a constituent further demonstrates either his denial or his lack of self-awareness concerning his potential legal predicament with the FPPC for his numerous alleged violations of the Political Reform Act. The responsive document to my public records request confirmed that Stopper was exchanging text messages from the dais with one of his constituents seated in the audience. That constituent curiously had a personal financial interest and stood to gain benefit from the board's approval of agenda items 18 and 19 concerning the conversion of his family trust land from Agriculture Preserve to Williamson Act contract. The responsive document received from the County Council to my public records request further revealed that Stopper and his constituent had exchanged text messages during my general public comment. I'll share that exchange with you now. You have copies of this. Constituent texted the following: Butner says you're done, with 3 exclamation points. Stopper texted in reply, "Yup, his beautiful dome glows so brilliantly." Seriously, Ben, you're an elected county supervisor. You're not some giggling little schoolgirl sneaking an exchange of slam notes with your crush about a classmate's appearance while the teacher is not looking. Your public behavior upon the dais violates decorum and demeans civility. Hopefully you'll see the wisdom in stepping up to this podium right now and apologize to your colleagues seated upon the dais and to all of your constituents, myself included, for the disrespect you've demonstrated to your elected office. Thank you.
Thank you.